That's really good stuff. I understand that David is working on an LP at the moment, which should be very interesting. David Bowie and a single called Space Oddity. While I was playing, we were thinking, in fact, about the number of singles on which Eric Clapton appears or is rumoured to appear. And in a few years' time, it'll be a case of a single on which Eric Clapton doesn't appear. It sounds impossible, but scientists believe that during the next few years, a breakthrough may occur. Anyway, these are 10 years after, and this is Crossroads talking about Eric Clapton, Robert Johnson's thing. Interesting to see how they do it. Cream's version, it's still very nice. Anyway, 10 years after, and that was Crossroads. And if you disagree with me, then send 25 words or less to Mrs. Gilhooly of Shipley in Yorkshire, and I know she'll be very grateful for it. I've got an amazing bunch of LPs and singles and things which I collected while I was in America many, many years ago, back around the turn of the century when you were all very young. And they've been in the customs for the past month, and I think they must be biting them all individually or something to find out what they're all about. But anyway, ultimately, they will, it is to be hoped, turn up at Peel Acres, and when they do, I should have some amazing records to play for you. In the meantime, with love to the customs, this is Roy Harper and Hell's Angels.
Yeah. Fancy seeing all of you here. Well, I don't know. Fancy seeing all of you here. Dressed up in your government gear, paying taxes. Never thought you'd make it to here. Just make one like the Hell's Angels. Lick your own paw, live your own law. Fancy seeing all of you slugs. Well, I don't know. Fancy seeing all of you mugs. Drinking all your government drugs. Well, I don't know. Helping all your government slugs.
Myself, both with Tyrannosaurus Rex going electric with King of the Rumbling Spires, and now Roy Harper with Hell's Angels. Actually, I like that very much, and apparently it may possibly be released as a single, and I hope it is. This is for, well, the last couple of days I've been in such places as Wolverhampton and Wellington with a band called Immediate Pleasure, who are quite good, actually, and may appear on this programme ultimately. And there are a couple of guys in the band who, that sounds incredible, they're almost the same age that I am. And as we were riding around in the back of an extremely comfortable palatial van, said he ingratiatingly, we were trying to remember old songs. And I won, ultimately, by remembering The Gandhi Dancer's Ball by Frankie Lane, you see, which I don't suppose many of you have heard. And we also remembered such things as Answer Me by Frankie Lane and Papa Piccolino and stuff like that. And the following day, Saturday, I went to this amazing discery in Birmingham and acquired a large number of things, such things as The Book by David Whitfield, do you remember that? And some more recent things by Lonnie Donegan and stuff like that. Anyway, for those people, for the Immediate Pleasure people and all the people who are in Wolverhampton and Wellington, this is also something for Fast and Bulbous fans.
A squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag is Fast and Bulbous. Got me?
house her Belair room. Then she began to dance. All the pop troopers start with holding hands. When she drives her shimmy, sissies don't dare to glance. Yellow jackets and red devils buzzing round her hair hive hole. She wears her past like a present. Takes her fancy in the pants. A sedan skims along the floorboard. Her two pipes humming carbon car. Got her wheel out of a B-29 bomber. Brody knob amber, Spanish fringe and talcum tassels, forever amber. She looks like an old squaw Indian. She 99, she won't go down. Avocado's green, alfalfa's yellow, adorn her to the ground. Tattoos and tarnished utensils, a snow white bag full of tunes. Drives a cartoon around. Drives a cartoon around. Broma sells a blue umbrella, keeps her up off the ground. Round red sombreros wrap her high-tap horse and shoes. When she unfolds her umbrella, Pachuco's got the blues. Her loving make me so happy. If I smile, I crack my chin. Her eyes are so peaceful, thinks it's heaven she been. Her skin is as smooth as a daisy's in the center where the sun shines in. Smiles as sweet as honey. Her teeth as clean as the combs where the bees go in. When she walks, flowers surround her. Let their nectar come into the air around her. She loves, her love sticks out like stars. Her loving stick out like stars.
Listen to that LP, actually, the more convinced I become that Captain Beefheart is not, in fact, of this planet. That's from the LP Trout Mask Replica, and that was called Pachuco Cadaver, and I think the beginning of that has particular relevance in our day and age, so I'll play it again, if I can find it.
A squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag is fast and bulbous. Got me?
I don't think you'll find too many people who'll disagree with that, in fact. The two LPs by Johnny Winter, the first one, which is called The Progressive Blues Experiment, contains just about every possible blues cliche, in fact, but he plays them pretty well. And this is from that LP, and it's an appalling title, Progressive Blues Experiment, but there you are, we seem to be lumbered with it. This is Black Cat Bone.
Thank you.
From the LP, The Progressive Blues Experiment, and that was Black Cap Bone. I don't know what sort of a day you had wherever you are. I hope it was as good as it has been here in London. I went for a walk this afternoon in Hyde Park for the first time for quite some time. And there's a place, actually it's in Kensington Gardens, I think, technically, the other side of the road, which is very like a cathedral and is one of the few places in London where you can hear the wind in the trees above the traffic. And this is for all the people who are around there at that time, and it's particularly appropriate because there are very few bands that sound better in the open air than the Third Ear Band, and this is called Druid. Oh, what am I doing? Sorry, that's, sorry about that, gang. Don't worry about it at all. It's just a professional sort of mistake. But I'm going home. Third Ear Band, and that track was called Druid once we got it going. And the Third Ear Band are, in case you're wondering, Paul Minns, who plays oboe, Richard Koff, who plays violin and viola, a lady called Ursula, who plays cello, and Glenn Sweeney, who knows percussion things of all types. And I've got a special treat for you, by the way, because exciting underground star Pete Drummond will be doing the Nays at Nine, which, amazingly enough, is at 9 o'clock this evening, immediately, as it were, following this programme. And I know you won't want to miss that. This is a record by the Glass Menagerie. In fact, the A side of the record is called Do My Thing Myself, Man. The B side, though, which I prefer, is called Watching the World Pass By. And it has more than a touch of the Steve Miller Bands about it. And it's very good. So here you are, the Glass Menagerie. And don't forget to listen to Pete Drummond, actually, because he might do some interesting things. Probably won't, but... No, he's a fine lad.
Watching the World Pass By by Glass Menagerie. I think you'll all agree that's a very
Exciting record.
Yes, I'd say that.
So I asked
wouldn't
Pete,
you?
I asked Pete Drummond.
No, you wouldn't, wouldn't you?
I asked Pete Drummond to come in here, you see, and speak, because I get a lot of letters from people saying, but don't you hate Pete Drummond?
But you do hate me, John. I know you. I know you do.
Pull yourself together. Go on, go back and then do your program.
Listen, can I just mention that I'm on at 9 o'clock today?
I've already mentioned that.
Oh,
at
well,
considerable length.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And people are already standing by with stopwatches poised to switch off the radios at 9 o'clock. Get back there and rehearse all your clever
remarks.
You don't
know. You might be saying something that's very true there, and it might hurt my feelings.
He's got all his... Everything he says is written down in front of him. This
it says, actually. Wait a minute, what does this say?
You better not say that. It's advertising. Well, good night, and I'll see you later. And this is Roy Harper, and a track, in fact, that's on his LP, which is called Folk Joke Opus. And this is She's the One, which has quite amusing words, I think you'll agree. Maybe you won't.
Problem.
That's Roy Harper with She's the One. We're getting very show busy on this program, having guest stars and things. Next week, I think I may sing for you.
Oh, I love Paris and...
Oh, perhaps we won't in second force. That thing didn't work over there. How disappointing. Anyway, here's a track from the first LP by one of my favourite bands of the lot. This is Blodwyn Pig. And Mick Abrahams, who wrote it, is, I think, one of the nicest people that I know. And he introduces it himself, in fact, in his own inimitable style. And it is called The Change Song.
This is like number what I dedicate to all my mates down in Stepney. And all my mates like what's doing a bit of porridge in Wandsworth at the moment. And like to my sister what's in Holloway, like for nicking handbags and all that. So, and like, I just want them to know like that. I still like them all, even though I've got a lot of bread now. And I've always voiced, so of course, like through singing the blues. So I like, dedicate all them, right? And the screws and all.
Nice one. That's Blodwyn Pig there, and The Change Song. And Mick has lost his driving wheel, I'm afraid. It's one of those things. Tim Hardin has recorded a Bobby Darin song, as you'd have to thread in the music papers, in the same way that Bobby Darin once recorded a Tim Hardin song, except the other way around. And the Tim Hardin song that Bobby Darin sang was If I Were a Carpenter, but the Bobby Darin song that Tim Hardin... forget the whole thing, it's a waste of time. Anyway, it's a simple song of freedom, and this is Tim Hardin. Or is it Bobby Darin?
come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people it and everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamond or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We, the people here, don't want war. 700 million, are you listening?
Simple Song of Freedom, and that's Tim Hardin. And the song was written, as I say, by Bob Darin, and something amazing has happened to Bob Darin, in fact, because, as you doubtless know, until about 9 months or a year ago, he was very much caught up in showbiz and all of this kind of thing, and was constantly being photographed. Mr. B. Darin enjoying a joke with Senator Goering, you know, the kind of thing, and stuff of this nature. And then something happened to him, and he went away and started writing songs, and produced a record on a fairly small label in the United States, which had some very, very fine songs on it, including one that he wasn't, in fact, allowed to sing on television, I understand, which was about the mysterious and apparently accidental death of 40 or 50 prisoners in a prison in Arkansas. And he's written, there's another LP that's just been released in the United States, which has some very good songs on it as well. And it would pay you, I think, to listen to some of the things that Bobby Darin has been writing recently. Anyway, that was Tim Hardin's version of one of his songs, and these are 10 years after, and Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. Mm-hmm. 10 years after, and that's John Lee Williamson's Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. On Saturday or some such day, with various elements of a group called The Forest, which you may have heard on the Wednesday evening programme one time, I was in Handsworth Market in Birmingham and wandering around there, and there were an amazing number of Indian and Pakistani children there, and incredible, incredibly beautiful children, amazing really. And it was nice to see them all wandering about, and they're very happy and playing and everything. So this is, and there are a lot of nice children in Hyde Park today too, so this is for all of them who wouldn't be listening, and that small handful of you that still are. This is Roy Harper and Hey Francesca. That's what researchers refer to as a fragment. Roy Harper, anyway, and a fragment of Hey Francesca. The Martha Velez LP, which is called...